This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the live Saturday show. Phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. In the news today, thousands of people in Washington, D.C. and cities across the country rallying against guns for gun control. It's called the, not the Million Mom March, March for Our Lives is what this one's called. We can get into more about that. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome with you tonight. It's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
We're going to go right into your calls and thoughts. First up, we got Mud on the line in Washington State in the Spokane area. Go ahead, Mud.
Hello, first-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
Impressive.
Thank you. I want to give a shout-out to the last caller, Dave. That was a lot of coffee he's probably had today. I'm going to jump on that wagon. Hey, so I wanted to talk about, it seems to me like a lot of liberal people, they don't know the difference between firearms. They don't know the difference between calibers. They don't know the difference between a shotgun and an AR-15, which is essentially a 22. It's just a little bit more power. But they say that that's something that the military carries. I wonder if they just look at a gun and they think that that's something that the military carries because of the looks. Now they've got a bill that just passed, and I wonder if they're checking out any of the data from when Bill Clinton was in office and he passed all this stuff, you know, magazines and stuff like that. Are they looking back at the data from when he had done that?
I'm going to guess no, they're not looking at any of that, because all they want is for you not to have guns. Right. They themselves don't want to have guns either.
Well, they also don't know what it takes to buy one. Right. Like, they believe that you can go to Walmart and buy a fully automatic, AK-47 or whatever it is,
and walk out same day.
Walk out same day and mow down the parking lot. And then they try to do such a thing.
Automatic. They think that if you hold down to the trigger, that they don't know the difference between fully automatic and semi-automatic either.
Yeah, there's a variety of misconceptions out there, no doubt. And I think that they don't want to know what the facts are.
They're terrified. They're terrified of guns. They just see them as evil tools, except if they're in the hands of the government. Then it's totally fine.
Well, in many cases, they don't like the government until they want the government to do a thing. You can't do gun control without guns. You must have people with guns in order to do gun control.
Right, so they don't really want gun control. They just want to point the guns of government at people who disagree with them.
Well, you know, the raising of the age, that doesn't bother me. I'm in my 40s, so, and, you know, I have my license. I have to wait a little bit longer now. It went from 5 days to 7 to 14 the last time I bought another toy.
Why doesn't that bother you? Is it just because you're like, oh, well, I'm too old, so I don't care what happens to young people?
Well, It just doesn't. I guess I haven't thought about it too much. It doesn't affect me.
Well, it does, because everybody out there that wants to have a gun, that is willing to be a responsible gun owner, should be able to have one, and then therefore those people provide for a safer society. If they are responsible people, we want them to be armed, don't we?
And don't forget the 20,000 gun laws that exist justify the 20,001st gun law. Every time, you know, if these people are legitimate in a country where it says shall not be infringed regarding gun laws, if they can have 20,000 gun laws, then they can have 20,001 or two.
Yeah, Mud, you got to be real careful with saying things like, oh, well, it doesn't affect me, because people who have their rights trampled.
Let me rephrase it then, because they can enlist 18-year-olds into the military, and there are those responsible ones. There's a big gray area there. I think that the difference between Generation X and Generation Z, holy, we wrote the book, man. There's nothing that kids could do and get away with stuff, you know. We know it better. But Yeah, so I get your point on that, but, you know...
Yeah, you have to stand up for the rights of everybody. If you believe in the right to bear arms, then that right applies across human beings, whatever their age is. Honestly, I don't think you should have a minimum age at all, as long as the parents are willing. They think,
well,
if parents think that their kids are responsible enough, they've been to the gun range, they've trained them or whatever, and they think they're responsible enough to have a gun, and they gift them a gun, then they should be able to carry that thing around. And I believe
that's
legal. I believe that is legal in New Hampshire. I don't know about Mark if that's the case in Washington State or
sure.
Wherever else,
this is not legal advice. Your particular jurisdiction may have lost its mind many decades ago.
Yeah. So, Mud, anything else you want to share?
Well, I just, going back, one last thing. You know, I really wish that those people that don't know much about guns that are trying to pass laws would do the research and learn the difference between what they are and what they do. Because there's a lot of misconceptions. That bothers the hell out of me.
Thank you, Mud, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
I want to point out that as a study done from 2017-2018 found that there was 857 million guns in the United States. And so if gun owners were lawful, you know, otherwise peaceful people, if they were the problem, you'd know about it.
Right. And
that's
Mark,
more guns than three guns for every working age adult.
Right. But remember, and you mentioned earlier, Mark, 600 million guns, 300 something million people. It's like, no, only so many people actually own guns.
I
pulled up some statistics, and in just a phone poll, you know, like a scientific survey, only about 1 in 3 admitted to owning guns. So,
it's less than half.
Half.
That
each person who has
a gun has probably nine.
Yeah, I apologize. They released a report estimating the number of civilian firearms in the world. The study found that there were more than 1 billion firearms in the world, 857 million of which were in civilian hands, but they estimated that 393 million guns were owned by United States citizens.
Right, and I have heard numbers across the board.
Uh-huh.
You see, this is the difficulty.
It's hard to know.
That's the thing, is they really don't know.
Right.
And when you start figuring in the fact that people can make ARs in their garages
now with
ghost gunners and things like this.
I saw a thing the other day that somebody printed a rocket launcher.
What?
That's right. Somebody printed a rocket launcher.
But not the rocket.
And fired it somehow.
Right.
I don't know if they printed the rocket itself or if they just got an existing piece of ammunition.
Did they have video of this?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
I can
3D printing technology is changing the game when it comes to guns.
I mean, it ends the gun debate because it doesn't. I mean, people who are going to do evil with guns aren't going to obey the laws. They already don't.
That's right.
Passing more laws isn't going to change anything.
Right. And the old saying is that if you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns.
That's right.
And that means that you're going to take peaceful people who are law-abiding, and you're going to make them illegal folks. And this is really important, is that people who are concealed carry permit holders, they've done statistics on this and run the numbers, and they're actually less likely to commit a felony than a cop.
Mm.
And don't forget that cops get a certain level of deference, professional courtesy, as it were.
Sure.
It's just a little harder to convict a cop of a felony than it is your average person. So imagine how much safer a concealed carry permit holder is actually than a cop. And then, of course, I already believe this. Cops are safer than people who don't have concealed carry permits because they're less likely to be convicted.
Hmm.
I should say they're less likely to be convicted. So, you know, these people who have gone through the trouble of becoming a concealed carry permit holder are very safe people.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Olivia on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, so for your regular listeners, I kind of feel like Free Talk Live feels like family, you know? And the more a caller calls in, the more regular they are, the more they kind of feel like part of that family. So there. Oh, by the way, I'm really glad that Mark's back. It's really good to see him in the studio versus just this picture taped to the chair.
You don't like facsimile, Mark?
Well, it's better than nothing, right? To have a picture of me taped to the chair, but yeah.
I always thought it was funny.
That's funny. That's Captain's sight. He's the funniest of us.
But looks aren't everything.
So I guess I'm calling in to talk about Sarah in New Mexico and Dave in New Mexico, and I just wanted to start off with Sarah's really popular in the chat, and because I lurk on YouTube, and she's like that wacky aunt that you hear from a lot with all these wacky ideas, but it's just fun to listen to her.
I'm glad my aunt doesn't call me every day. I don't even know what we're talking about. Olivia, I know you had something to say there. We'll continue in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything that is on your mind.
Including your wacky aunt.
Sure. And also, your wacky aunt might be up at the National Mall this weekend with thousands of people pushing for gun control. If we get a chance, we'll talk more about what has been going on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and if
It's the Live Saturday Show, and phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're watching video, at least I was, of the 3D printed rocket launcher.
Yeah.
We were talking about how 3D printing has changed the face of firearms.
Yes.
Meaning that it's now possible for an individual with no significant training in gun manufacturing to basically piece together their own gun with the Ghost Gunner products that are out there.
Well, the Ghost Gunner, I think, is a CNC machine as
correct.
Opposed to a 3D printer.
That's correct.
A 3D yeah. printer makes things out of nothing. A CNC machine makes something out of
something.
A block of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there is a distinction, but
all of these technologies, though, are putting the power of being able to create a gun from scratch,
right.
basically, into the hands of the individual. And we were talking about how many guns are in the United States.
Well, they're trying.
This adds a huge. It was already unknown, and this adds a huge unknown factor to it because there's no traceability whatsoever with these things.
Right. And there's also gun manufacturers online who are doing either the CNC or the 3D printed, where you can buy the kits. And basically, mm-hmm. you just have to buy one kit, and then you have to buy another kit, and then those two kits, you know, you need a couple of, you know, home garage style tools, a drill, maybe a saw, maybe a file, stuff like that. And then you can actually assemble your own firearm by purchasing the pieces from people who are either 3D printing or doing the CNC.
One of the proposals that's on the table is to eliminate that in the wake of this.
To eliminate. Now,
The you know, build your own gun kits, the 80% kits, is the 80%.
So just to prohibit blocks of metal from being sold?
Well, not just blocks of metal.
Tough.
The 80% lowers are different than a block of metal.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the lower, and it's very similar, and then you can do it. You can mill it yourself without a CNC machine. You can mm-hmm. mill it with just drill bits and some attachments. But I don't know of a single case. Not that I would think it would matter, but you know, I don't know of a single case where one of these guns has been used
in a shooting,
right. in some mass shooting or something like that.
Yeah.
It probably happened, but why is it? Why is this on the table? The solutions rarely have anything to do with the problems.
Let's go back to your calls here. Olivia was on the line. She was calling in about some of our other callers, specifically mentioning Sarah, who's a regular, what we call a chronic caller in the business. She basically calls this show every night. But worse, she's never actually listening when she calls, so she only hears whatever is on hold.
What I like about it is she always brings something new to the table.
Most of the time.
Sometimes it's boards. Sometimes it's you know, the shapes she's seen in clouds. Other times, her communist meetings.
She has recently, at least on the Sunday edition of this program, had some pretty good calls. I'll defend her slightly.
I think she has good calls. I think there's nothing wrong with calling often.
Olivia, you're back on. Go ahead.
What Mark said, I feel like she always has something at least different and, like I said, wacky. And you guys used to make these bumpers of, like, wacky callers, and you would play them between the commercials.
Yes.
And I always really enjoyed them, like the George W. Bush impressions and the fascist callers. And so I feel like if you just keep Sarah talking, you'll get some more gold because she's just so out there, but like she's so passionate about it too. I don't know. And then
I like how she can just take it though. Like whatever it is that one of the hosts says, she wasn't listening.
No, she doesn't listen to a word.
She just goes on. Well, yeah.
Yes. She just goes on.
Because this is the important thing about getting your message across is to stay positive.
Mm.
And she stays positive.
Stay focused.
Yep.
What else, Olivia?
I know. I love how she doesn't take it like too seriously. Like she's unthinkable. But as far as Dave goes, I just feel like he keeps harping on these judges, but I can't help but think that he said he lives in the desert with no electricity. He goes to town once a month, and
yeah.
I feel like as somebody who hasn't spoken to one of their parents in years now, you know, if his kids really wanted to get in touch with him, they would. They would write. They would call. They would drive out there. I don't know how old they are.
Well,
but,
he's been calling so long, and he's told us the story so many times. I know that one of them is, I think, about to turn 18, if I recall
right.
correctly, and the other one might be a year or two younger than that. So if you know, if you take his side of the story as the truth, and obviously there's more than one side,
But the kids certainly have an age, and they have certainly grown older, as they have, as he's been calling.
But if we were to take his story as true, then you can presume the mom has been brainwashing them into thinking that he is the evil incarnate, and that they should do no such thing as to reach out to their father. And so I don't know if it's not fair, because you never know what that other parent is doing or saying about
the
other
side. That's the difficulty of the scenarios, that the mom could have said anything. She could have accused him of anything, and he's not able to defend against it.
Right. You can't talk to him.
Because, you know, I mean, I can only imagine she's quite the peach, too.
Thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. We continue here. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Major. Hey, good evening, guys.
What's on your mind?
Go for the trifecta here right quick, if you'll bear with me. Real quick on the guns, this ain't part of the trifecta, but the best way to take one of these libtards that are gun fearing is take them, is to cure them, is to take them shooting.
Yeah.
Mm. Let them feel how much fun it is.
Take your liberal friends shooting. It's the truth.
Yep, yep.
Like, you know, and don't let them shoot the Mossberg, for God's sakes. Take them out.
22.
Take them out and let them shoot the AR, because this is what they're scared of.
Don't give them a 12 gauge or a 50 cal. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give them the parrots.
I heard one little news blip on somebody that got busted with a ghost gun, but he just had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they couldn't make a big to-do about it.
Somebody's wife snitched on him. Ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But, oh, good God.
What else, Major?
Okay, I'm going to roll in the mud real quick. Oh, no, I already rolled in the mud. I was talking about taking a libtard shooting. The second one is old Uncle China Joe here has just claimed responsibility and said he's going to pick up the full tab for all the wildfires in New Mexico. Because guess why? They started them with a mandated federal burn.
Well, Uncle Joe's not going to pick up the tab. It'll be the taxpayers that will be picking up that tab.
He's going to pass it on to his retarded nephews, that being us.
And your final point tonight, Major?
Well, on this 18-year-old kid in Texas that did that school shooting, he had over $6,000 of ammunition and accoutrements and was basically penniless. Now, what I'm thinking is the same thing went on that went on with the Michigan militia here. He was baited by the feds. Somebody bankrolled that little
There's a good chance of that being the case. We haven't seen, obviously, those allegations have not come out yet. They may or may not need that in order to prove that kid. Is he dead? No, he's dead. The kid in Buffalo survived. So the kid in Buffalo.
We'll probably never hear about it since he's dead.
Yeah, right. So we'll never find out what the truth is with the Uvalde shooter. Thank you, Major. But it's an interesting theory, because it definitely proves to be the case in so many of these quote-unquote terrorist busts that the FBI makes, is that the FBI was involved from day one.
Basically, there hasn't been a terrorist attack since 9/11 that the FBI wasn't involved with.
Right, yeah.
I mean, are there almost none?
None that have been infiltrated, or none that have been busted by the FBI. All of them seems like the FBI was involved in from the word go. I think the one that they might not have been involved in was the Boston Marathon. Of course, that one happened. Times Square van, too. That wasn't them?
I don't think so. There have been a handful.
603.
But most of the terrorist attacks in the United States have been by the FBI.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's awfully coincidental that Uvalde happens to be where Matthew McConaughey.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. These missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, tells Sky News that Russia is using whatever they can get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk is accusing Russia of using flamethrowers on civilians in a village in his eastern Ukrainian province. This is USA Radio News. Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District police chief who has been under fire since the mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas, broke his silence to the Texas Tribune. The interview was done over the phone with his attorney on the line. Arredondo told the outlet that he never considered himself the incident commander. James Barragan is one of the reporters who interviewed Arredondo. He spoke to CNN.
He is telling, or at least he told us in our interview, definitively that he went in there. He never thought he was the incident commander, never identified himself as the incident commander, and really never gave an order for any officers to stand down for breaching the room.
Officials with the Texas Department of Public Safety described Arredondo as the incident commander who made the call to stand down and treat the incident as a barricaded suspect. Arredondo told the Texas Tribune that he called for assistance and asked for an extraction tool to open the door. The chief's interview comes as thousands marched in Washington demanding Congress enact more gun control. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us. Phones are open here at 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on the nationwide protests today, thousands in D.C., hundreds in other cities, 400 cities allegedly, that were protesting gun rights. These people are anti-gun. They want to see more federal government restrictions, state restrictions on gun ownership.
I'm going to just bring up the thing that I recently have been saying, and I think it holds true whenever the whole gun control thing comes up. If government wants to take away guns from individuals because it makes individuals more safe, then they need to be the first ones to put them down. Show us how it's done.
Be lead, true leaders.
Be
right?
Leaders. Yeah. Be leaders. Show us how it's done. Show us how to get government done, governing the people, right? Show them how they're going to do it without guns. They should be
That's
the first.
Idea.
Lead the way.
This is this. I believe the gun control debate shows the schizophrenia of the modern American government, of the Constitution, the whole thing. So we know that the First Amendment includes freedom of religion. We know that that Maryland was a Catholic state, that Massachusetts was a Puritan state. We know that there was state religion at the time the Constitution was signed, and that there was no intent in order to undermine that. The Constitution said, was the intention at the time was, is that the federal government would not create a state religion. That way the states, like Maryland, and Massachusetts would sign up. If you use that logic and apply it to the Second Amendment, you would say that a state can create whatever gun laws it wants to create, and that the federal government is the only one that can't, that they would be excluded from creating a gun law. Now, we obviously have the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and they aren't outlawing, they aren't as worried about tobacco and and alcohol as they are firearms, I can assure you. There's lots of federal...
They want people to have tobacco and alcohol because they get to consume, you know, charge a tax on a consumable.
So these things, that agency shouldn't exist. The federal government shouldn't be able to make a decision.
Yeah. The federal government shouldn't exist.
But, you know, honestly, the states should be able to make their own laws. If New York wants to make it so that your magazine can only have three rounds, well, by God, they should be able to do that.
No, I disagree because at the...
Okay.
And I just disagree with the statement that a state should be... Like, the idea of the state should not exist, and that's where I disagree.
If we don't have bad states... Then how are we going to know, like, because...
All states are bad.
I don't know that I necessarily agree.
Some are less bad than others.
Like, so are we talking about, like...
less bad than New York.
We're talking about U.S. states. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The concept of statism exists in violation of consent.
So a state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use, over government in a given landmass, right?
It's people.
It's true. It's
psychopathic people who want
an organization of people
rights.
That wishes to claim. So, I mean, but you don't have a problem with governance. You have a problem with governance that's
involuntary. I have no problem with self-governance or the consent to be governed.
And almost everybody would have to have that because when you chose self-government, you wouldn't be able to watch yourself constantly. So you would have to choose private governance. Likely security agencies in order to keep you safe and things like that. Those are legitimate. And security agencies may very well say, sorry, you can't have a rocket launcher or a tank or a nuclear weapon. But they may say that you can have a shotgun. You see, this is the thing, is that I don't know what a private government would say. But I do know that we have a current set of rules, and we call it the Constitution. So if you want to change it, go by the rules. And you have to pick between these
two. Well, they have rules. I didn't sign it.
They being the
people. Government people.
Yeah, people.
They swore an oath to it. I did not.
Well, they only seem to care about the part that empowers them, not about the part
that restricts them.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jet. He's on the line in Kentucky. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, the captain, and Mark.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to weigh in on this gun thing.
Sure.
I grew up with guns in the closet, guns on the wall. I actually literally bought my first rifle at age 12.
Oh, wow.
No paperwork.
Nice.
Is it an air rifle or a regular rifle?
No, it was a 22.
22, okay.
Yeah. But I like to, whenever I'm approached by somebody who says, we should do this, I always want to have a question ready for them. And the one about guns is, are you willing, this is what the captain said too, is are you willing to remove or restrict these things from all people?
Right.
And I love to see their response, you know, the blah, 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 you know, that's what And then they say, well, other people, we live in a society, makes rules. But then I ask, well, why are you okay with strangers making rules over you?
Yes.
Now, I just love to have these questions ready, you know, because we're talking about the Second Amendment militia. You guys probably already covered this, but it was essentially every able-bodied male beyond the age of 17 and like 60 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the Second Amendment, most people don't get this. It's not about allowing government to do anything. It's about restricting government and giving the power to the people. So the Second Amendment, when it says the right to keep and bear arms is for the people, and the reference to a regulated militia is the people. Again, it is not anything to do with government.
I'd agree.
Totally right.
Try to start a militia, you know, and ask the government if you can start a militia. That's going to go well.
Yeah, well, there needs to be somebody like Gun Owners of America that kind of converts their membership into some form of militia
status.
Yeah.
And I think they're outlawed in New Hampshire.
Well, the big thing is the training. I mean, I believe you could quell almost all these issues if people had training.
Oh, yeah.
I was like I said, I had guns in the home. My father was a police detective who was also a gun training officer, whatever. I was in the military in two different branches. I've been a bodyguard. I had to have training for each one of these things. And if people would have to go through a training, even a certification from other members of the militia, let's say, we could eliminate a lot of these problems.
Yeah, and I think to your point too, Jet, it used to be, I think even up until maybe the 60s, 50s, you know, it's maybe the 40s, but like, they used to have firearms training in public schools.
Yeah, people carry their rifles.
I was there. I used to take my shotgun to school.
Shotgun?
Nice.
What size? A 410 or?
12 gauge.
12 gauge. To school.
Yeah. Huh.
Did you go on a bus or did you walk or?
No, I was, I drove at that time.
Okay.
You know, I was 16.
But yeah, so my point is that, I mean, the first rule of, you know, if a place is going to be invaded, the most difficult place for an enemy invader to take over is a place that's heavily armed. So if government was really concerned about foreign invaders invading, they would likely do the opposite of what they're doing right now. They would encourage people to get guns or provide them for them, right? Because heavily armed populace, right? So that in and of itself. And then if you take that to its logical step, then you would want people to be trained and know how to use them. And so you would do things like have firearm safety training in schools.
Yeah. We even, in our pickups, even in as teenagers in high school, had rifles and shotguns.
Yeah.
In the back window.
Even in old days, even in the 80s, kids would drive like their dad's trucks to school, and there'd be a couple rifles in the rack inside of the cab. They wouldn't bring them to the school like when I was going to school, but they were still there.
They'd be in the windows. They were locked in the vehicle.
And no big deal.
I grew up same way. Dad's rifle was in the closet. It wasn't locked. There was no trigger lock. There was nothing like that. I was told repeatedly over time, you don't touch Dad's rifle. You've got your own. And it was an air rifle. I got to play with mine. I got to use mine. I got to practice with mine. And then when it was time to go out and shoot and learn with his, I could do that. But
thank
only
you.
When him there.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Actually, according to Georgetown, I guess university, they say that all 50 states prohibit private militias. Now, whether that means you can have a gun club or not is another question. But there's more coming up. It's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. Phones are open. You can join us. 603-283-6160, and bring up whatever you want. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
We are going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts with people around the country marching, so-called, for their lives. Turns out what they ended up doing was stampeding to get away from someone who allegedly yelled the words gunshot. There's video of multiple angles of video of this stampede that happened in D.C. today.
Every day for our...
And then hundreds of people just start running, jumping fences, crushing each other, and...
This is why you don't get a large.
Why are people so fracking stupid?
Right. Yeah. If you can hear somebody yell gunshot, you would be able to hear the gunshot.
Yeah. In fact, the gunshot would be a lot louder than someone yelling. But these are people
that are raised on Hollywood movies, which suggest that you can fire a gun like a closed car and not be deaf.
You know. And they're raised on pure fear. As we were discussing with our caller earlier about guns in general, it's something they just don't understand. They're deathly afraid of it, and that's why they only want government people to have guns.
We had mentioned that guns in school, this is from National Review, it was common for schools to have shooting clubs. Even in New York City, virtually every public high school had a shooting club up until 1969. It was common for high school students to take their guns with them to school on the subways in the morning and turn them over to their homeroom teacher or the gym coach, so that the heavy guns would simply be out of the way. After school, students would pick up their guns when it was time for practice.
The prohibition, by the way, on armed civilian groups, I've got the actual statute here in New Hampshire, which New Hampshire is known to be one of the most free places as far as gun ownership is concerned. But they say that, quote, no organization, society, club, post-order league, or other combination of persons or civil group or any members thereof are authorized to assume any semblance of military organization or character by bearing or possessing rifles, pistols, sabers, clubs, or military weapons of any kind.
No sabers.
Or wearing a military uniform of any kind.
What about a name like Captain? Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think it has to be more than one person.
I'm wondering why they chose sabers. Of all the things to represent swords of any sort, why sabers? Sabers a sword that's used from mounted horseback.
Yeah, good question. This looks like it went into effect in 1981, so it wasn't like
the Michigan militia thing.
Yeah, he's so scared.
Oh, right, that was in the 90s.
It was later than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So, but, you know, there's obviously groups of people that meet together for the purposes of gun trainings. There's something called Gun Church here in New Hampshire that's gotten a lot of publicity. They meet regularly.
They just wrote a law. That's all. It's not like it has no meaning because it doesn't.
But is it enforced is the question. And if it is enforced, then
they'll enforce it when they feel like it.
A natural person would be guilty of a misdemeanor unless they are some other sort of person, in which case then they're guilty of a felony. So I'm not sure what maybe they're talking about, like a corporation or something. What else is
what kind of criminal charge can you have against a corporation?
I don't know. It's crazy.
You can incarcerate a file folder. We've all got together, and I mean, because groups don't exist.
There's just people.
And sometimes they get together and they write things on paper. But if you lock paper up, I mean, we do that all the time. We call them filing cabinets.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see the last time, if ever, this particular statute has actually been used to prosecute somebody.
Yeah.
And, of course, it would also be very interesting to put this in front of a jury, because people in New Hampshire love guns, and to see if anybody would ever convict their neighbors of this particular charge in the sort of the gun culture that is New Hampshire. I don't think it would fly. But let's go to Jill. She's in Virginia, listening on the radio. Go ahead, Jill.
By the way, what if you're on the way to a Naval Reserve meeting and you're wearing a uniform? I don't think they could arrest you for that.
No, they wouldn't target government agents.
Oh, I see. Anyhow, what I'm saying is that where it says something in the Second Amendment about a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state.
Yeah.
You regulate the militia by making it fear the citizens. You make it fear the citizens by having the citizens be armed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that people seem to forget, or maybe they conveniently...
Well, the militia is supposed to be the people. We don't have militias today. We have government agents organized in violent methods against the people, which is not what a militia was.
Mm-hmm. And she's spot on. Governments should fear the people. People should not fear the governments. We're in opposite land right now.
Yeah, that would change a lot of things.
Clearly, government was created. If it was created by people, it was created in order to protect people.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea.
But then the Supreme Court says they have no obligation to protect you.
I mean, on one hand, you can't have a modern rule book, and on the other hand, laud the fact that we have the oldest governing document in the world. You got to pick one or the other.
Hmm. Jill, anything else you want to share?
Well, I read someone said that Ayn Rand said the government exists to protect man from criminals, and the Constitution exists to protect man from the government.
Like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, that didn't really work out very well. Thank you, Jill, for the call tonight. Let's talk to Dustin. He's on the line in Kansas. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Firearms' only definition is to kill living life forms. If you take the pistol that represents seven heaven or religious righteousness, and you stick down that copper penny to aim at George, to have the only copper penny because of the firearms, black metal melt, you're looking at the statue in the Lincoln Monument or Lincoln's right earlobe.
Mark, you're following this, right?
What? So it's a copper penny?
Firearms only definition is to kill living life forms.
That's not really true. That's not true. You could go target practice with
them. You can do that, but I mean, really, what's the point?
To target practice, you're aiming for bullseye. You're aiming to kill.
The eye of a bull?
You're aiming to kill.
Just bulls.
You let Jet talk.
We did let Jet talk.
Yes.
Now, the firearms...
Are you calling Jet crazy?
I'm saying you're crazy if you have a firearm, because the seven heaven or the religious righteousness of a pistol and the attraction of the black
hole. Now, that's where you're losing me, Dustin. The seventh
hole,
heaven.
The attraction of the black hole on the barrel.
Now, you got to focus here. What is the seventh heaven, and what does it have to do with guns?
And pistols.
The pistol is formed as a seven.
Because it looks like a 7.
Right.
Because a gun looks like a 7. Okay, I see. I get where you're coming from there. Now, what's that have to do with the penny, was it? Or the...
Yeah, the Lincoln Memorial on the penny.
The only reason we have copper pennies upon or upon the what would that be on the nickel dime corner?
Coppers and on the penny.
It's a dollar. What would that be?
Well, I want to blow your mind because they say, Dustin, that they're going to get rid of the penny next year. Do you hear that one?
Did you hear that? That's only because we must have the end of the firearm. Did you know the NRA?
I'm sorry to say that's never going to happen, Dustin. The guns are never going to go away.
You let Ted talk. You let Ted talk.
Ted?
Did you know the NRA? Did you know the NRA stands for Nazi Racist American?
I thought it was National Rifle Association.
John Quincy Adams wrote the philosophy of Messerschmitt.
Hey, what? Dustin, how come government has guns then?
I believe the police officers would take a billy club. A gun does kill people. It's not that people...
Well, I do agree with Dustin that the police should only have non-gun weapons. I think that would actually be an improvement on the police. I know there's been a lot of talk about abolishing the police. We know that's not very likely. But maybe we could just take the guns away from the cops. I think that would be a good start.
A good start.
Yeah, I think that would. Thank you, Dustin, for the call tonight. He's always really hard to figure out, Mark. You looked confused. You didn't,
I did. I did not understand
him.
Seventh Heaven and the pistol and that kind of thing.
And being from Kansas, all he is Dust in the Wind.
Yeah, Dust in the Wind. I did like that. That was the first thing I thought of when he said, Dustin, Kansas.
Yeah, unfortunately, in the wind. Guns aren't going to disappear. It doesn't matter what amount of regulations there are. It doesn't matter if all the things that this crowd of people in Washington, D.C. want to see passed are passed. They're not going to get rid of guns. Certainly, the criminals are not going to get rid of their guns. They're not going to hand them over. Even if, quote-unquote, law-abiding people are so foolish as to turn their guns over, which would be a huge mistake if they did that, the people to whom guns really matter are not going to. They're going to hold on to them. And others, maybe they will turn theirs over, and then they'll print some out silently and keep them quietly.
As technology increases, the idea that you're going to get rid of guns gets less and less likely. And, there's just nothing you can do about it. You can keep trying to squeeze your fist harder and harder, and more will slip through your fingers.
We got more coming up, and hour number 3 is on the way here on this live Saturday episode of Free Talk Live. The phones are open as well. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether it's guns or whatever's on your mind, it is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.